You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 20 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host, Louise, and today's episode is about different legal careers. This episode is the last episode in the Legal Professionals course, which you can find at www.studylegalenglish.com/podcast_courses. I would love to know what tasks you do in your work or studies, so why not leave a comment on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/legaleng, that's LEGALENG. And don't forget, if you're a Podcast Pro member, you can earn certificates for taking courses, which can help boost your CV or LinkedIn profile. And for this episode, you can learn over 40 new words. So, back to the episode. I recommend listening to last week's episode, episode 19, before this episode, so you can understand better the different legal jobs talked about today. In previous episodes, we've learnt about the differences between a barrister and solicitor, as well as the type of work paralegals, clerks, secretaries, and other legal professionals do. Today, we'll hear from a range of people talking about their legal work or studies. The people don't mention their job title, so see if you can guess what job they do. So, let's listen.
I work in a law firm on a range of matters, and I would say that my role is essential for the efficiency of the firm. My typical workload includes preparing a lot of legal documents, including contracts, pleadings, court documents, and shareholder agreements. Sometimes I carry out research on different areas of law for a particular case, and one of the things I love doing is interviewing witnesses to a case. One thing I can't do is practice law. For example, I can't take on my own clients. I couldn't open my own law practice, and I can't represent clients in court or give clients legal advice. This would be the major difference between my job and that of a solicitor. Another difference between my job and a solicitor is that solicitors undertake more training, and it is a regulated profession, whereas mine isn't. Although it's not officially necessary to have a specific legal qualification to do my job, I did actually graduate from university with a law degree. It was really difficult to get a training contract, so I ended up applying for my job and was successful, obviously. I think it helps that I have a law degree, and nowadays a lot of firms favour candidates with some sort of legal qualifications. Maybe one day I'll qualify as a solicitor through the equivalent means route. It's something I would like to do because even though I do a lot of the same work as a solicitor, I don't get paid anywhere near as much money.
Great. So what job do you think Speaker 1 does? You should know what it is if you listen to last week's episode 19. He mentioned that he works in a law firm and prepares a lot of legal documents. However, he isn't a solicitor. He can't practice law and gets paid less than a solicitor. So, Speaker 1 is a paralegal. Let's listen to the next speaker.
After my law degree, I wanted to find an alternative way of becoming a lawyer, where I could study at home and on the job. I didn't have time for the legal practice course or the training contract because I had a young daughter. I can't say my route was easy, but it was flexible. I studied at my own pace for the professional diploma in law and the professional higher diploma in law. I also had to work for 5 years under the supervision of a solicitor. Some of my friends with the same job as me gained work experience with chartered legal executives, barristers, or licensed conveyancers. Now that I'm qualified, I can practice law and I'm regulated just like solicitors. There are around 20,000 other people with my job in the UK, and we have lots of work options. In my case, I was lucky that the firm I was working for kept me on after I qualified, and in the future I hope to progress to become a partner. Other options could be to start my own practice or even become a judge. The world's my oyster.
Great. So again, if you listened to last week's episode, you should know what job this is. Speaker 2 mentioned that she qualified as a lawyer through a flexible way, training on the job under the supervision of a solicitor. Now she can practice law and her job is very similar to that of a solicitor. So she is a chartered legal executive. Let's listen to the next speaker.
In my job, I have to know everything about the barristers' professional lives and occasionally even the personal stuff too. I started my job basically acting as an assistant to the more senior staff in the chambers. Back then, my work involved everything from collecting and delivering legal documents, ordering stationery, buying sandwiches, paying the barrister's personal bills, and rushing the gown, wig, and even the brief to court if the barrister ever forgot them. After many years, I got more responsibility. For example, going to listing meetings where I had to make sure that the case hearings were set on dates when the barristers were free. It sounds simple, but it can be pretty complicated, especially when you imagine there are lots of other people who also need to be free on those dates as well. Later, I got even more responsibility, managing the barrister's time through diary management, maintaining and filing briefs, and even agreeing and negotiating brief fees. My job is so interesting, and the relationship I have with the barristers I work for is very unique. It can be hard work, but it's always rewarding.
So, did you guess the job of Speaker 3? Speaker 3 mentioned that she works in chambers, doing a range of jobs to assist barristers. If you remember from last episode, it is barristers' clerks who are responsible for the day-to-day running of barristers' chambers. So, let's move on to the next speaker.
I chose my job instead of a barrister because I love interacting with people, and my job has far more client interaction than barristers. Even as a trainee, I was surprised to have at least 20 of my own clients. I was under supervision, of course, at that time. And it's just the best thing when you get a direct thank you from a client. It really makes you feel valued. Nowadays, I specialise in corporate law, and I love getting out of the office for client meetings. My work is varied. I deal with corporate compliance, litigation, contracts. Often I feel more like a business consultant, simply helping clients figure out how they can make their company work in the best way possible. Common sense, business sense, and the ability to make good decisions are essential for my work. With litigation, I take initial instructions from clients, then I do research and assemble a case, getting as much information as possible before instructing the barrister who will present the case in court. Even though I could do advocacy in court with further training, I really prefer to spend my time in the office or with clients.
So, Speaker 4 loves client interaction. He specialises in corporate law and talked about previously being a trainee. He also mentioned that he could do litigation if he wanted to, but chose to instruct barristers on this instead. If you listen to episode 18, you'll know that this person is talking about his work as a solicitor. Remember that one of the major distinctions between a barrister and solicitor is the amount of client interaction. Barristers are mostly instructed by solicitors on cases and advocate in court, whereas solicitors mostly carry out services with direct client interaction outside of court. What do you think about this distinction? I'd love to hear your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter, so why not join in the conversation there? Do you think there should be separate jobs for barristers and solicitors? Okay, so let's move on to the fifth speaker.
My typical day depends on whether I'm in court or not. If I'm not in court, I commute into central London and go to work in my chambers. On my commute, I catch up with the latest news and I make sure that I'm up to date with current affairs. This can be important as sometimes things come up in a case and it's important that I'm informed and up to date with everything. When I arrive in chambers, I check my pigeonhole for any post and then I talk with my clerk about impending cases. I'll spend the day preparing for cases and doing admin. For example, I write pleadings, opinions, skeleton arguments, and I do research. I try to schedule my client conferences at lunchtime, where we can meet and discuss any final instructions, and I advise them on things like the hearing procedure and the case merits. Although normally I'm informed about a case a few days in advance, sometimes it can be very last minute, and so it's not unusual to work on a case preparation until very late into the night. If there is a case on, I go to court for the hearing, which normally lasts a few hours. The type of case and hearing can vary greatly, but I mostly work in the magistrates' court. I can deal with anything from road traffic accidents to drug offences and thefts. My main job is always to present my client in the best possible light and to make sure that I am well prepared and can communicate the arguments effectively in court. Sometimes work is hectic and frustrating. For example, even up to the last minute, evidence can be served, and then if a defendant or witness doesn't show up at the hearing, it can be adjourned. However, from a young age, I always imagined standing up in court and arguing cases. It's the thing I love most about my job.
So, Speaker 5 works in chambers and goes to court a lot, acting for clients on various legal matters. She speaks with her clerk and spends days out of court preparing for cases. So, clearly, this is a barrister. Now, let's listen to the last speaker.
I've always been interested in law because of my parents. My dad is a lecturer in international law and my mom specializes in EU law. They both managed to get jobs at a university in the UK and we moved here from Italy when I was 16. I decided to study law at university and I was lucky that my university allowed students to choose electives in the third year. I studied human rights law and some modules on international law because that's my real interest. I also got to do a vacation scheme at a law firm in the summer after university. It was really competitive to get a place, but I think it helped that I did a lot of voluntary work throughout my degree and that I speak a few languages. I think the main difference between studying law in the UK compared to Italy is that Italy, like most other countries around the world, has a civil law system, whereas the UK has a common law system. So it was really interesting to learn about precedents and case law and to see how the UK system has developed over hundreds of years. I'm still not exactly sure if I want to practice law in the UK. So after my undergrad degree, I decided to earn an LLM degree instead of the LPC or BPTC. I think it was a good idea, especially as in 2020, the new solicitor qualifying exam will be introduced. Something I'd really like to do is work in international or European law, maybe for the EU or the UN. So for now, I'll keep my options open.
Great. So speaker six talked a lot about studies. He mentioned that he had done a law degree and now was studying an LLM or a Masters of Law degree. He wasn't sure about what to do in the future, but was interested in working for an organisation such as the EU or the UN. So, this was a law student. Great, so now let's discuss some of the key vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition. Then we'll hear an example sentence followed by a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the new phrase. Number one, pleading. Definition: a written statement drafted by counsel in which a party sets out its case for civil litigation served by the party on its opponent. After the Civil Procedure Rules 1998 in the UK, a pleading is known as a statement of case. Example, repeat after the beep. Paralegals draft court pleadings. Number two, shareholder agreement. Definition: an agreement between the shareholders setting out various terms such as how to transfer shares. Example, repeat after the beep. The shareholders signed the shareholder agreement. Number three, favour. Definition: to prefer. Example, repeat after the beep. Some people favour a career as a paralegal over that of a solicitor. Number four, candidate. Definition: a person taking an exam, applying for a job, or election. Example, repeat after the beep. Some law firms prefer candidates who apply to be a paralegal with a law degree. Number five, court motion. Definition: to send an oral or written application to a judge requesting an order directing performance of some action in the applicant's favour. Take note that this is a US term and that in the UK we would say ask for a court order. Example, repeat after the beep. The clerk filed the court motion last week. So that's the end of today's episode, where we've discussed many other legal professions. For more practice, Podcast Pro members can access online learning materials, including transcripts of the shows and quizzes to test your knowledge. If you're not a member yet, you can sign up for a free trial at www.studylegalenglish.com. Don't forget, you can get a discount if you do the survey, which is at studylegalenglish.com/survey. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. And if you have any feedback or topic requests, I'd love to hear from you. I am always interested in hearing from lawyers who want to feature on the show, so if you would like to be interviewed, please do contact me. You can get in touch by email, info@studylegalenglish.com, and don't forget to join in the conversation on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/studylegaleng and twitter.com/legalenglisher. So thanks for listening and see you next time.